This is Moolah La, Money Made Simple, brought to you in part by EQ Bank, banking simplified. Visit our site for a link, podcasts.moolala.ca. We all know that we should get rid of our debt. If you're listening to the show, that is not news to you. But the big question is how? How? It can be an enormous burden, the consumer debt, student debt, mortgage debt, all of it. Savvy Ladies is a nonprofit organization that brings financial planning education to women. And now they are offering a free 6-week course called Dominate Your Debt. Lisa Ernst is the executive director of Savvy Ladies, and Rebecca Eve Selko is a financial wellness expert and instructor of the course. They are both joining us now on the line to talk about Savvy Ladies as an organization and also about this online program in particular. Welcome to you both.
Thank you
for having us.
Thank you, Bruce.
Lisa, I'm going to start with you. What is Savvy Ladies? I mean, it could fit for so many things. It does sound kind of like a wine tasting club in some ways.
Savvy Ladies is a New York-based nonprofit that addresses women's financial instability. So we provide free financial education and support services.
What is different to your target demographic?
All women are at risk when they don't understand their money. So we have made a conscious decision to help the continuum of women. Even though there are women who can afford services, sometimes they're in situations where they are left vulnerable because they're excluded from decisions made in the family or they're purposely kept in the dark. And we also help women who are single, low and moderate income, who are struggling to make ends meet and managing family finances. So we take pride in the fact that we're there for all women because we believe all women are at risk.
It's awesome. Fantastic work. And we were talking earlier, you've been around since what, 2083? Savvy Ladies has been around since 2003. That's correct?
2003, yes.
That is a long time.
The organization
doing this work.
The organization was founded by Stacey Francis for the purpose of helping women because she saw her own grandmother in an abusive relationship. And when she got old enough to ask her why she stayed, she said, "What was I going to do? I didn't understand the money and I would have ended up on the streets." So that was the impetus for Stacey starting Savvy Ladies.
It's amazing. Now, Rebecca, you're offering a program here that I'm sure is making a big difference for people who access it. It is named after your book, Dominate Your Debt, a work and play book. What is the essence of what you are trying to impart over those 6 weeks?
Taking control, owing less, living more. I think that the biggest thing, well, there's so many things, but one of the biggest things that people, women especially, feel when they're dealing with debt is a lack of control. The reason I chose the word dominate is very intentional, and this workshop is all about taking that control back. And that is why it is dominating your debt, not just, dealing with it, dominating it. That's it.
What, Rebecca, would you say is different for women who are in a relationship versus women who are not in a relationship? One of the things we see demographically here in Canada, at least, is so many people, not just women, but men too, but so many people living solo. And that is a valid choice for many people. It's also a reality for many people. What's different when you're on your own?
Well, you have more agency and more control over the decisions that you make, right? So when you're sharing your life, your financial life with somebody else, then there's a little bit more of a give and take. Sometimes it's more give on your part. Sometimes it's more on theirs. But really that idea that you're sharing the responsibility and sharing the consequences as well of the other's financial decisions.
Lisa, we do a lot of work on this show addressing some of the behavioral economics concepts and how they can be real limiters for people getting a handle on your money. What are some of the intangible things that make life very challenging for women when it comes to getting a handle on your money, either behavioral, circumstantial, psychological? What are some of the barriers that you see?
Definitely the focus now about financial literacy is more about behaviors instead of the monies. So, I see women who come to us who actually get themselves out of debt and then turn around 6 months, 9 months later and they're back at our helpline in the same situation because they learned how to pay down the credit card just by doing the math problem, but they didn't change their behavior. So, you know, that's why the dominant debt course, I think, is so important because we're not just going through the numbers. We're really trying to change behavior. Mm. And in today's world, a lot of young people, they never touch cash. So they establish their debt online because they're buying things online. They're ordering food online. Everything is online, and it's going to a credit card. And then they realize when the statement comes online, and they don't realize they're not conscious about their spending, and they find themselves in a difficult situation.
Rebecca, tell us a bit about the curriculum. So what happens in each week, and how is this delivered? Is it an email with a workbook? Are there other you know, video or spreadsheets? Or how's the course actually delivered?
Oh, heck no. I am doing my dog and pony show online live every week.
Nice.
Yes. And then there's supplemental templates and, of course, the book itself and guides and handouts as well, accessible on a secret, very secret webpage.
Very secret.
So it's all delivered live, and then people are expected to participate, show up, be there for that 2 hours, right? The hour and a half. They're supposed to be committed to that time.
Lisa, I want to come back to you on some of the issues that women face. So you mentioned off the top that there are different economic levels at which people need support. What would you say about age? What is different for a young woman who's in the early stages of work? She's 25 versus a woman who may be heading towards the sunset of her primary working years, whatever that may be. It could be in her 60s. It could be in her 80s. Who knows these days how long people work. What are some of the nuances that are related to life stage?
So Savulays has a helpline, and we provide that a free service where we connect our pro bono volunteers, certified financial planners, with women who come to our website or call the office directly and connect them to answer any one of their questions that they would have. So in the course of doing that over the last 4 years, young women are beleaguered by student debt. I mean, that's not a big surprise. I mean, we see the statistics. So they want to be out of their parents' home. Sometimes they are, sometimes they're not. And they really want to get on with their life, only no one's really taught them, you know, what that's going to look like once you're paying for rent and you're trying to keep up with your friends and going out to eat and you have student loan debt. And all those things sort of, you know, converge on them to the fact that they turn around and they're, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in debt. So a lot of the issues that they're dealing with are they just haven't been taught.
Yeah.
As you sort of move up the, you know, the age ladder, there's, you know, women who were caring for their family, sometimes aging parents. They haven't paid attention to their retirement account. And all of a sudden, they're looking at it and they're thinking, oh, now what do I do? And then we have lots of women who come to us because they don't understand Social Security. They don't understand that they can get benefits from their ex-spouse if they've been married for 10 years. So, yes, every age has its own sort of nuances of what they're actually dealing with from a personal finance.
Yeah. Well, we're just about to wrap up. Elisa, I want to ask you to tell our listeners how they can find out more about the course and about Savvy Ladies in general.
Well, the website is www.savvyladies.org. We put a note out for the course, and we had 180 registrations in a couple hours.
Wow.
So we're maxed out this time, but I think what we've learned is that this is something that's resonating with our community of women, and so we're looking at ways to be able to repeat the course throughout the year. I have to give a shout out to Rebecca. She's an amazing speaker, and she's got high energy, and people just love her. So I would go to the website and check out our resources. Yeah, that's the best way to find
it. That's great. Lisa, Executive Director of Savvy Ladies, Rebecca Eve Selko, financial wellness expert and instructor of the course Dominate Your Debt. Thank you both for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.